Friends, good news. In fact, it's the best news. Attempts to kill and bury love and hope didn't work. And by God, they never, ever do. Not then, not now, not ever. Easter is the day on which we proclaim the truth in full voice and with trumpets that Jesus is risen. And when Christ comes again, he does not want to see a single egg strewn about anywhere, or the whole salvation thing is off. Thank you, brave children, for saving us. And thank you, John Stewart, for this Easter theological interpretation. No, Easter is the day that we proclaim that God's love and the new world that God imagines are risen and alive and well. The Easter story, however, is more than a statement about God. It is an invitation to each of us. Because Christ is risen, praise be to God. But the story, did you hear, is not about rising. As much as it would be helpful, none of the four Gospels say, and as his lifeless body lay in the dark-sealed tomb, the underground humidity created positive and negative charges that caused an electric current to defibrillate his heart and nervous system, at which point he gasped for breath, opened his eyes, sat up, and got back to being Jesus. It turns out Easter isn't about how resurrection happens, so we shouldn't get caught up in all that. But it's too bad because it would make for a great Discovery Channel special. Easter is about discovering that God's love is risen. And it just is. It just is always. And Easter is about what it means for how we live our days. Now, if you heard, discovery of salvation's rise and escape was made by the first gospel witnesses and preachers, who were women named Mary. These women had followed Jesus all the way from the beginning. They provided for him. They cared for him. They watched him die. They watched him be buried. They were there all the way, loving their Savior. And they couldn't stop loving just because he died. They couldn't stop hoping just because he died. So they went back to see the tomb. And when they had loved beyond all reasonable limits, they found out the truth. It seems this is Easter's first lesson. That if you live your life in love and hope beyond even reasonable limits, you will discover the astonishing truth that nothing, not even sin, not even death, can overcome the love and power of God. Another lesson taught by our Easter story today is that revelation happens in lots of different ways. By earthquake and lightning, dramatic and seismic change. But also by seeing the tomb of love's death empty. And by hearing about love's rising. And by sharing about love's truth. And by being found by the love of God. And by finding the love of God risen and at work again, offering faith and generous compassion for others like always. And the truth about love can come in all these kind of ways, right? In a big, dramatic way, seemingly out of nowhere. Maybe it's happened to you that way. Or by looking for hopelessness and not finding it. Maybe it's happened to you that way. Or by hearing about the power of love in another person's life. Or by sharing with others the way love has found a way in your own life. God's love can find you, or you can go find it too. Easter's second lesson is that God is risen and on the loose. And in the world that God loves, God will find you, and you will find God. A final lesson our Easter story today teaches us is that the day's ultimate focus is not just about Jesus or about resurrection. It's about the kingdom of God to which he committed his life and death to bring about. God wants love and hope to rule the world and all its creatures. This is the life that is eternal, and it will never, ever rest in any tomb. The kingdom and the one who calls us to believe and hope and work for it is risen, always risen. And if you look for the death of the heavenly ways, if you look for the death of hope, you will not find it. When you love and hope with all you have, as the first Christian women have shown, you can discover the truth of love's rising. And once you've discovered the truth, once you've been moved by the power of God's love, it will find you, and you will find it. What good news this is to encounter in this wearying life and in this despairing world. It can be such a struggle to stay loving and hopeful in the face of compounding disappointments, struggling relationships, more wounds, great fears, and our weaknesses. And additionally, in recent weeks, we've watched as even symbols of our love and hope have been burning. Evil and hatred have burned 3 African-American churches in Louisiana in recent weeks, and the Al-Aqsa Great Holy Mosque in Jerusalem, and failed attempts at holding on to the precious Cathedral of Western Faith and Art at Notre Dame caused it to burn before our eyes. So now it seems even in our holy houses of worship, institutions of our hope, they've been on fire, causing us to wonder again, is it all lost? Are we going to be okay? But Easter is here, thank God, to remind us that the way things can so often seem is not the way they are. Because love and hope cannot be laid to rest by life or the world or anything ever. We at St. Luke's received another lesson in this truth in recent weeks. For when the white supremacist in New Zealand acted violently out of his evil convictions, the Al Noor and Linwood mosques in Christchurch, and Muslims and people of faith all over the world were devastated. And we were too. We at St. Luke's wanted to do something, to reject this hatred and violence, just like we had done after the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We wanted to reject attacks on faithful worshipers of God and express our compassion and support for our neighbors closest to the tragedy. And so Pastor Shannon and I, with the blessing of the church's leadership, we went to greet and share support with the relatively new mosque here in Dunwoody called Masjid Uthman. We went to greet them one evening after evening prayers that week, and the whole encounter could not have been more God-powered. We were greeted warmly with gratitude and hospitality. We were invited to speak to the community, a community that looked an awful lot like St. Luke's. And finally, as we closed our sacred time in new relationship together and imagined ways that we might spend more quality time together in coming weeks and months, Imam Rifat, our new friend, he said words that I know Shannon and I will never forget because they capture the core of our Christian beliefs. He said, "Friends, your coming here in solidarity and love means a great deal to us. Thank you. The fact that God could make something beautiful, like new relationship, out of something so awful, like mass murder, is proof of God's will for love and God's great power to overcome all of it." That's beautiful, we said. And we believe that too. I remember thinking, in fact, that's the core of our Christian beliefs revealed for us on Resurrection Day. It's what it is all about. It's why we were there that day in the first place. God's power can rise out of absolutely anything for good. I'm so humbled again by this experience in our community as proof that the world does not have to and will not stay as it is, neither will any of us in it. God's love and our cause for hope are not dead, but risen. And nothing can stamp them out and nothing can hold them back. The kingdom of God is at hand. Go and see, says Easter. Love and share hope with all you have, wherever you go, and know that God will find you and you will find God as you do. And if any of y'all want ideas about practicing new love with your life, we at St. Luke's consider it our greatest purpose to connect people with the generous, loving life that God calls us to live. If you seek something more for your life or your family's life, let's talk with Easter's invitation in mind together. And friends, the best summary I know of the Easter gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, has been given to us by the great 60s theologian Jackie DeShannon, who said it like this. Think of your fellow man, lend her a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you, and me. You just wait, and see. Put a little love in your heart each and every day. Put a little love in your heart, there's no other way. Put a little love in your heart, it's up to you. Put a little love in your heart, Jesus said so. Put a little love in your heart, he's risen indeed. Put a little love in your heart, kingdom come now. Put a little love in your heart.
Thank you, spontaneous St. Luke's band. Love is the way of God. It will never be stamped out or laid to rest. Put a little love in your heart, and God will find you. And you will find God. And you will find yourself with me in the better place for which Jesus came, preached, died, and praise be to God, rose. Amen.